Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Brad Rippey, meteorologist with the United States Department of Agriculture. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. Drought Monitor is a snapshot of drought in time right now. But through our federal partners in the National Weather Service, we do look at time periods out, not just for a month or 3 months, but actually looking out about a year. And so one thing I want to note right off the bat is that it does appear that we're heading into what is going to be a third consecutive year of La Nina. So one of the biggest concerns for the U.S. Cotton Belt, stretching all the way from California to the southern Atlantic coast, is that La Nina does tend to mean drier than normal conditions across much of the southern tier of the country. If you look at the current U.S. Drought Monitor, the snapshot of drought as of today, it's showing 52% of the contiguous United States experiencing drought. And that is something that's been going on for a long time. We've had at least 40% of the country in drought going back for 96 consecutive weeks, almost 2 full years, going all the way back to the end of September of 2020, which happens to be when La Nina was first becoming established and starting to influence U.S. weather patterns. So take that snapshot now and flash forward, given the fact that it looks like we're going into a third year of La Nina, we do expect that enhanced drought coverage to persist on through the fall and winter. Now, it does look like La Nina could break down late winter, early spring of 2023. And if that happens, there is some promise of the return of more normal, more typical weather patterns for the spring of 2023. But as a caveat, I just want to say that subsoil moisture has really been depleted during this drought in a vast swath of the country, really stretching from the Pacific coast to the southern Great Plains. And so even with beneficial rainfall returning next year, there could be some concerns with subsoil moisture shortages. And we saw this a decade ago after the historic drought of 2011. We saw ongoing problems, even though rain returned at fairly regular rains, we saw ongoing subsoil moisture shortages lasting through 2012, 13, and even into 2014 across Texas, the heart of cotton country in the U.S. And we did see reduced yields and increased abandonment some of those post-2011 years. So that is a concern that we could see some of the impacts of this long-running drought persisting into 2023, even if we head back to some degree of normalcy next year.